Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As you've been hearing in our news, a Cambridge city councillor is in the Indian state of Kerala, where around 800,000 people have been left homeless by the worst flooding in a century. Councillor Beju Tetala, who represents East Chesterton for Labour, is helping the community in his hometown, close to Kochi. And with any luck, the councillor is on the line now. Good morning from us.
I am. Good morning.
Dear, that was a bit of a struggle, but I'm really pleased to speak to you this morning. So tell me a little bit about the background to this. Were you visiting the area anyway, or did you make a special journey out there?
No, in fact, it was a scheduled trip to India, to Kerala, from 30th of last month. I have come here to attend a wedding and enroll myself in the High Court of Kerala. But because of this flood, all these programs were postponed. I am not here just because of the flood, no.
No. So describe the situation there to us. We posted the video that you sent on Facebook a little earlier. And goodness me, it looks the most appalling conditions.
It is. I explain you what has happened in that particular incident. I was called in to help rescue this particular house falling apart by sudden flow of the water when a river bank burst. The water was directly hitting to the house, and we did not have any other option to put ourselves into this site, and we have saved this house by blocking the water flow.
I see. And in terms of, I guess, first of all, the homes there are presumably there's, we mentioned the problem in the state in general. How many people close to where you are have lost their homes?
I see. In my own village, we have lost almost 2,000 houses are damaged. And around 200 houses have been completely destroyed. And they cannot even go back to their houses or all these 2,000 houses without having a proper refurbishment or maintenance, without which they cannot get into this house.
Now, normally, if something like that were to happen in the UK, there'd be, I don't know, a church hall would be opened up, or perhaps a school would be used to accommodate people. I kind of get the impression from the pictures that there's nowhere like that, because even if there were, the chances are that would be flooded too.
That was true. We have opened 16 camps. Relief camps. We have rescued these people. It is church and schools and other pilgrim centers. However, we had to evacuate a few hundred people from a rescue home, since it was flooded in half an hour. And the video which I posted which you have posted. And I tell you, on my way to the spot, the water level was somewhere about my ankle level. But on my way back, in a couple of hours, the water level was up to my knees.
And the weather at the moment, what's actually happening right now? Are you expecting any more water to come, or will there be the opportunity for the floods to gradually subside?
I think this is what's happening now, that we are not expecting any more rains, and I think the water level is decreasing. I believe, and you know, I have been told by the local authority chair, Mr. Mohan C. Chetracharayil, he is the chair of the local authority, had said to me yesterday evening, we have received a call from authorities that we are not expecting more rains. So I think the issue will be, the current situation will be okay in a couple of days. But the real catastrophe begins when these people are going back to their house. The house is in a complete chaos. They cannot go back without having a proper maintenance, which of course caused a huge amount of stuff. And we have lost somewhere about 1,300 hectares of paddy field in my own village. So once the paddy field and agricultural land has been wiped off, my people in this village have not got any work to do. They, most of them are wage laborers who work in the paddy field. And sadly, last night I was told that even children's school books and not textbooks have been flooded away, swept apart. Now, we are in the process of making another appeal just to help these students to buy books and water bottles and all school materials. However, with the help of my colleagues in the Cambridge City Council and friends and my relatives in Cambridge and United Kingdom, we have managed to supply somewhere about 500 pieces of essential coffee to the camp. We have entrusted somewhere about 5,000 Indian rupee to the Arpukara local authority chair and the opposition leader, Mr. Saji and T.C. James and Justin Joseph, just to pay this money, just to use this money for medicine. And this money can only be used for medicine. And yesterday evening, we have managed to store 2,000 kilograms of rice. And this can be handed over to these people who live in the camps on their return home.
Oh, that's
these
very important. Yes. I noticed as well that Daniel Zeichner had also written a letter to the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, yesterday.
Yes.
To try and get some idea of what the British authorities are doing here.
And, Councillor, we were wondering, are you there? Are you there alone, or have family come out with you? I mean, who are you there with at the moment?
I am here. I have come to this country with all my family. But what I have done, I have kept my family, my wife and children, in a safe place because they are not familiar with this kind of a situation. But I am someone who had seen flood in my childhood days. So I am with the other, my friends, local friends, and the all local authority members. We have somewhere about 10, 15 local authority members are along with me, and the local government institutions are helping me. As it was mentioned, our Cambridge MP, he had immediately written to Honorable Jeremy Hunt, and the whole village is obliged to Daniel Zeichner and Cambridge City Councillors and those people who have contributed, donated some of money for this relief work. And yet, the more devastating state is going to come, because when they return back home, they will have to spend a huge amount of money to refurbish their house. And I don't know, and they don't know, and even the local authorities are struggling to understand where they are going to get this money.
Yeah. Well, Councillor, sorry to interrupt. We're almost out of time here. So I'd like to thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and also for the good work that you're doing in India at the moment. And hopefully it'll all go well for you. And when you come back to Cambridge, you can pop in and have a chat with us in the studio. Thanks very much. Indeed.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. That's Councillor Bediu Tatala, represents East Chesterton for Labour. He's close to his hometown in the region of Kochi in India. And we'll go to the news with the Thompson twins.